Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, everybody.
It's DJ Shine on International Worldwide Radio, who will be playing the hottest hits and the latest rap music worldwide.
Out.
Ministry, and we got a great show coming up here tonight. We got a lot of people tuning in to us all across the country right here, and I definitely want to say a big shout out to everybody out there tuning in to us, and we're going to be talking to my dear friend Miss Teresa. She got a great book out, and we're going to be talking to her live tonight right here on Blog Talk Radio, so y'all get ready for that coming up in a little bit right here. We got a hot show coming up. We're going to be here all the way to 9:30 tonight. We also going to be hearing from Miss Hamilton. We got a lot of stuff going to be taking place and stuff. And so, y'all, as TDJ say, get ready, get ready. Y'all get ready, get ready, get ready. Get ready to have a good time tonight. We're going to be here all the way up until 9:30 tonight and just having a great, great time. So, again, this is what it's all about. It's all about having a good time and stuff. So, again, shout out to everybody out there tuning in to us right here on a great gospel music on this beautiful Labor Day weekend. Well, it's Labor Day night. So, and again, I'm just so excited about tonight. It's going to be really nice tonight. So, we're gonna get ready to have a great time. Sylvia Allen is going to be talking to us tonight. We're going to go in. Find out what's going on with her. And if you got a shout out, 347-989-1725. Again, 347-989-1725. And again, 347-989-1725. And again, it's going down right here on your great gospel music station. And I'm excited about a lot of stuff going to be taking place tonight. So, again, I want to say a big shout out to everybody out there tuning in to us right here on your great gospel music. We got more music coming up. We're going to go live to the phone lines and see what the people are saying tonight. Yo, you live on the radio. Sylvia, good evening. How you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
I am great. Getting ready for our guests in 5 more minutes. And what's going on with you tonight?
Oh, I just wanted to say, you're doing an amazing job with your radio ministry live, and
I really
appreciate what you're doing for the listeners and the community and the surrounding areas, because an opportunity like this is great, because a lot of people wouldn't even know what's going on in the community if we didn't have people like you to help us with that.
Well, this is what it's all about, you know. It's called giving back, but at the same time, we have to be able to do this. We're in a process, you know. I'm leaving Sunday. We are going to go to the International Business Forum with Miss Hamilton, and we're going to go out there, and we are going to work. And not only are we going to work, but we're gonna help do a lot of stuff while we out there. So I'm excited about it. What do you think about that, Sylvia?
I think it's amazing because I'm already in Houston. I've been here since August the 16th visiting my son and my grandson, and I was able to have an opportunity to, like you said, to give back and volunteer for some of the evacuees and take up donations at my son's church without walls, Pastor West. And so I was really, really excited about that.
Wow, that is amazing. And that's what it's all about. It's all about giving back to the community and making a difference. So every night from 7, beginning to tonight, and every single night, we're going to be doing that. We're going to be just talking to the community and just trying to do some big things right here on Wild Awake to Beat. That's what it's all about. So, Steve, we're gonna let you go because we're getting ready for a big show tonight. And I hope you stay on the line and tune in to the rest of the show. What you think about that?
I will.
All right. And we do this every single night from 7 to 9, Monday through Friday. All right, y'all. We'll be right back. We have a great show coming up tonight, so y'all get ready. As TDJ say, get ready, get ready. Y'all get ready for a great Holy Ghost time. We'll be right back with more right after this.
Jesus is coming. right, y'all. It is definitely going down right here on Dunnaby International Ministry. And I'm going to say a big shout-out to everybody out there tuning in to us on this beautiful, beautiful Monday night. And we have a very special guest, y'all. Shout-out to everybody out there tuning in to us. She needs no introduction. We got Teresa Tupray live with us on this beautiful Monday night. Welcome to Dunnaby International Ministry. How you doing tonight?
I'm blessed. How you doing?
I am blessed. I want to make sure that I'm getting your name correct. I know it's Teresa. Go ahead and say your last name for us.
It's Tarpley.
Okay, I had it wrong. Oh, man, I had it wrong. Oh, my goodness. But welcome to the show. We got a great show. I want everybody to know that we do have a great show coming up tonight right here on Blog Talk Radio. So, Teresa, tell us, before we get into the interview, tell us a little bit background about you.
Yes, I'm Teresa Tarpley. I'm from Fort Worth, Texas. I was born and raised in Butler Housing Community. I'm the mother of four children. I'm an author of Heartbroken, Now Healed and Delivered, CEO and founder of Heartbroken, Now Healed and Delivered Ministries, Anointed to Do It Staffing, and I am Delivered Transitional Housing for Women.
Oh, all right. Wow. That is major right there. You got a new book out. Let's talk about this new book that you got out.
Yes, Heartbroken, Now Healed and Delivered. It's about me. It's about my life story, how my mom and dad treated me, how my brother was murdered when I was 9 years old. A guy murdered him in a Butler Project, said he stole his weed papers, how I've been hit by a car, locked in the trunk of a car, suicide attempts, domestic violence, how I watched my mom go through domestic violence, homeowner, homeless, gang rape, bullied.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, and I'm still standing.
Wow, you're still standing. Let's talk about that, because I know that's really, really important to let the listeners out there know that's tuning in to us right now across the country. Why is it so important for you to write this book? Tell us what was the point for you to write,
Actually, I was at work. I was working 11 to 7 shift, and God just started having me to start writing, you know, like a journal.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't realize that it was going to become a book, you know. And once I began to write, there was so much hurt and hidden pain that was inside of me that I covered up with drugs. That I covered up with cigarettes, that I covered up with drinking, that I covered up with sex. But once I began to write, you know, the comforter came out for me, and the writing began to be therapy, and God told me that my story was going to touch many lives around the nation.
that is amazing. So how is the book doing? Let's talk about that.
It's going really good. There's been a lot of people that have reached it. One day I went and checked my P.O. box, and there was a young lady who wrote me a letter. She has been incarcerated since 1990. And she got a copy of my book and told me that she was on lockdown for a few months, and my story is similar to her story, and it inspired her to write.
Wow. This is what I want to talk to you about also. What advice would you give to women out there that are going through trials and tribulation, that's struggling, that may have went through the same thing that you went through? What would you say to those women out there? It may be some women out there right now that are hurting, that are frustrated, that are angry, that are upset, and don't know what they're going to do from one minute to the next.
I would say this. You know, do not find yourself covering up. Do not find yourself covering up your pain with cigarettes or with drinking or with clubbing or with sex. You know, find yourself releasing your pain to God.
Right.
Because once you cover it up with that comfort, that comforter becomes an addiction. You know, and then, like when I was on drugs, I used to smoke crack to make me forget about how I was going through domestic violence and everything, you know.
Wow.
And once the dope is gone, Once the cigarettes is gone, once the drinking is gone, once the sex is over, the problem is still there.
The problem is still there. Wow. For those who are just not tuning in to us, man, we got a, oh my goodness. I'm just so speechless because everything you're saying is so true. What was going, when you first got on this, what was going on through your mind?
Well,
did you thought you was gonna die?
Well, at one point I did want to die. At one point I didn't even believe in God. I didn't think God was real. He couldn't have been real. No, I didn't. Because if God was real, I watched my mom go to church on Sundays, and she would get out of church and she would go to this lady house that lived a couple of blocks over from us, and she was going in there and she was doing witchcraft with this lady. And it didn't dawn on me that that's what was going on until after I got hit by a car and I overheard a conversation with her and my aunt.
Oh my goodness.
And then last year when she passed away, it was confirmation. Yes, my mom was into witchcraft, you know. And a lot of people knew the stuff that I was going through, but, you know, nobody just knew why, you know. And so when I was at home and when my mom moved from the Butler Projects and she moved in a home with a man, she married this man and he didn't like us. He couldn't stand us. He put my oldest brother out. And when he put him out, he went back to the Butlers and got murdered. My brother that's alive now, he put him out at the age of 16 and I had to watch all the domestic violence.
She had
a chance to go back to the projects, didn't want to go back. She was money hungry. She said, I ain't no projector. You know, you thought I was in love. I just wanted the money. The Bible says the love of money is the root of all evil.
That's right.
I watched her every night. It was a four-bedroom house. We shared separate phone lines with him. It was a separate time to eat, separate refrigerators. The four-bedroom house, you know, back then, if you think, well, you married, why won't you sleep in a room with your husband? No, she slept in a room with me. So if I didn't eat, I couldn't eat, or it was just really crazy. And so I was always looking for love. There was no love at home. There was no big sister to talk to and tell me nothing. Nobody never told me, oh, what my bra size was, or nobody never had sexual talk to me, you know, to make me understand life. Only thing I knew, you have sex with a boy, you're going to end up pregnant. Well, I want that love, so I'm going to go have sex with a boy at the age of 14.
Wow.
Nobody never told me the
goodness.
First time I had sex, I was going to end up with gonorrhea. See what I'm saying?
Oh, my goodness.
Didn't even know what it was.
Oh, my goodness. We got a lot of people. We got a lot of people across the country that's on the phone line. We're going to go live to the phone lines right now. We're going to go live to 817-770. You live on the radio with Teresa. Hello? 817-770. You live on the radio.
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Pretty good. Okay, you live with Teresa. Would you like to say something as far as encouragement?
Yes, actually, together. Miss Teresa, did you go to Higher Touch, Bishop Isaiah Thomas?
Yes, I did. I visited a few times, yes.
Yes, I remember you from there. I'm Sylvia. My maiden name is Robinson, but now I'm married.
I remember you.
Right.
Yes, I remember you.
I seen your book on Facebook and you advertising it, and just listening to your testimony, I was like, oh, my God. But I know that this book is going to help many, many, not just women. It could help men, too. We're not going to just say it's just going to help, but I know that that is only God could do what you just said. Only God could bring you out of that.
Amen.
Yes.
Where can I get the
book? The books are on Amazon and Kindle.com, and they're $10 a copy.
Okay.
Not bad
at all.
Wow. No, it's not. Wow. Well, I tell you what, Sylvia, thank you so much for tuning in to us and calling in.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
God bless you.
All right. This is a major. So, what do you want people to get out of reading your book?
I want them to get out of reading this to just learn the self-worth value, your
mm-hmm.
worth. You know, to whatever it is you're going through in life, just surrender. Sometimes that's what I did when I was ready to get off of crack cocaine. I was tired.
Mm-hmm.
I called the lady I met in Narcotics Anonymous, and I told her how tired I was. And she said, baby, if you're really tired, just take your bath and eat and get down on your knees and tell God you want to surrender, but you don't know how. So you got to learn
wow.
how to find positive over the negative. And I've been
that
clean.
So
September
true.
19th will be 23 years. Woo! I have not smoked crack.
God. Wow. That is amazing.
Yeah.
So let me ask you this. How did you – I know you said it came a point in your life where you didn't believe God even exists. I mean, you didn't believe God even exists. But what,
mm-hmm.
what was the point, the breaking point for you to realize that God is real?
It got to a point to where I realized that he had to really be real because he started showing me little different signs that he was real. And then, like, sometimes when bad things would happen, that's the only time I would turn to him. But when good things would happen, I would just run on, go on about my business. And then,
mm-hmm.
you know, it was like I got to a point where I was, like, doubtful about him, you know. And I was allowing other people to tell me, well, the Lord ain't going to do this and the Lord ain't going to do that. And I had to get to a point where I had to see God for myself. And what really
mm-hmm.
made me know he was real is when I surrendered and told him I want to surrender from crack, but I didn't know how. That's what really showed
wow.
me he was actually real.
Man, wow, that is amazing. I tell you what, I just want to thank you so much for taking out your time talking to us here at Dunnaby International Ministry. Your
yes.
story can help someone. I mean, this is it's so positive. What for you now that you got the book out, what's next for you? Are we looking to promote it in a bigger way?
Yes, we are. It's getting ready to be a stage play, first of all.
Okay.
Evelyn Jones Reed, she's my gospel
yes.
stage play writer.
Yes.
And she's
yes.
getting ready to do the script on it. And I
okay.
network with the Dallas Black Film Festival. And I know, of course,
Woo!
It's getting ready to be a movie. I've been in a lot of different magazines, Church and Magazine. Michael Jordan, he advertised in
yes,
the Church and
yes.
magazines. And
have
then,
you been
you
in
know,
our paper
little,
yet? Have you been in our paper
no,
yet?
No, I haven't.
We got to try to get you in there. We got to try to get you in the Levita.
Okay.
We
got to
try to get you in there.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah,
this is amazing.
I was with Robert Ashley a couple of weeks ago. You know, it's God, he's just opening up more and more doors because, you know, I never thought that I would be an author. I would be on a radio talk show. You know, I was always told once I was a dope fiend, I was a dope fiend. Once I was thought I was going to always be one. And God showed me. He said, I turned Mary Magdalene from a prostitute to an evangelist.
Mm-hmm.
I made the lame walk, the blind see. So you are walking miracle. And, you know, and I thank God for all the rejection I went through with my mom, with my dad, because sometimes people reject you because, for one, they don't know who they are, and for two, they
right.
don't even, God is not allowing you to go where they are.
That's right.
He won't allow
right.
you.
I would definitely believe that.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Well, I tell you what, it's always an honor to have you, and make sure that this won't be your last time coming on the show.
It won't be.
Cause we got to keep you on the show so people can know what's going on with you.
Okay.
What you think?
Okay. Awesome.
We have to do that. So so you saying that they getting ready to make a book? Make a movie about this. Let's talk about that
a
real
movie
quick.
And a yes, because it's once you read the book, It is so deep. It gets deeper than where it is. You know what I'm saying? Than what I just told you. You're going to have the times you're going to laugh. You're going to cry. You're going to get happy. You're going to get mad. You're going to want to ask me so many different questions, you know. So, and that movie needs to be told. It's not just
right.
No little something to where it just made up. This is real. This is something that really happened to me. And I'm still in my right mind to be able to tell somebody this. You know, and I've had people to say, you know, of course, when you're doing something, when God is moving in you, there's always somebody want to know, well, why are you telling all your business on a radio station? I'm not ashamed of what I did.
Right. Well, not only that, but your testimony is a testimony for the next person. The next person may want to be able to, they may be going to trials and tribulation, and they need to hear the truth. They don't need to hear no lie. They need to hear the truth.
Mm-hmm.
What happened to you? But at the same time, you know what? You're looking at this. Okay, if I can be delivered, oh my God. Ooh, if I can be delivered, you can be delivered too. What you think about this, sister?
If God did it for her, He can do it for you.
He can do it for you. I tell you what,
don't back then. He is right now.
That's right. Don't go anywhere, because when we come back, I want you to tell them. We're gonna go to another song, and I want you to tell them where they can pick up the book. Where they can pick up this book. I want you to give us all that information when we come back.
Okay.
All right. We're gonna go to God is in control, because we know that God is in control. No matter what the situation you're going through, just like the sister right here, she went through it. But at the end of the day, who was in control? God is in control. We're going to this call right now. We'll be right back.
In my own strength, all alone, and I quickly realized it takes more than me to obtain all the things I need for this journey. Impatience is so nasty, so while I'm waiting, but I decided in my heart, and I made up my mind.
He's God and he knows. encourage you, remind you the best is still yet to come.
I know the plans that I have for you, plans to prosper, nothing harm you. And although you may think that your time has passed, God's only saving the best for last. Your future greater than your past.
I know the plans that I have for you.
I like it when you say
plans to prosper.
Say it like
that. Nothing harm you.
And although you may think
that your
time has passed, saving the best for last, your future greater than
my sister Yolanda Adams.
I have a word to share with you.
Share it.
Those who feel God has forgotten you.
Yeah.
Yes, that's right, y'all. Save the best for last. Man, I like that song right there. I definitely want to say a big shout-out to everybody out there tuning in to us on your number one brand-new gospel music station, Dunnaby International Ministry, where we are making a difference in the community. We are going back to the phone line. Teresa told her story to us tonight, and it was a wonderful blessing. And her story is somebody else's story that's going through trials and tribulation. But at the end of the day, your story can be somebody else's story. Teresa, back line with us right now on this beautiful Monday night. Teresa, what inspired you to want to tell your story to the world?
Because I knew that if God brought me out, he can bring somebody else out. And, you know,
amen.
It's more to it than what's in that book. I have another book that's about to get released. It's titled Wisdom in the Pain. It was so much other stuff that I had forgot about. Like I said, you know, we cover stuff up with a comforter. You know, there's been so many different generational curses that went on, and I didn't realize that was there, you know. And I can honestly say this. You know, sometimes women sleep around with men and other women's husbands, and men sleep around with other men's wives and everything. It's a generational curse, and it's a adulterous spirit. See, I was an adulterous child before I hit the earth, even when I was in my mom's womb, you know.
Wow.
And God showed me that the reason why I love the thugs, the pimps, the crips, the drug dealers, and all those type of guys, because the seed that was in my dad was into me. You know.
Wow.
So, and he had me, he, you know, this is going to sound kind of weird, but, you know, I've been a stripper pole.
Mm-hmm.
I've been in a strip club, and I'm the stripper pole. And God, God is making it rain on me. He's allowing things, he had to allow some things to be stripped off of that pole, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He had to allow some things to slide off of the pole, that adultery spirit, that gossiping spirit, that complaining spirit, that lusting spirit. It had to go in order for me to get what he has for me.
Wow. Man. I mean, your story is just so powerful. So you said you're going to make a movie about it. You got a movie that you're working on. And stuff.
Stage play.
What do you, as far as the movie go, how do you want to be portrayed in the movie? Have you thought this through?
No, I just haven't just yet, because it's kind of new to me, you know. Looking for sponsors and people that want to sponsor, you know, to help get it promoted and going. And I don't really like to move too fast, because there are schemers and scammers. People like to try to take advantage of you, you know, because they see where you're going, you know. So I kind of stay kind of low-key and let God and moderate and be like, okay, God, I see what you're doing. I hear you, Lord.
Right.
I'm going this way right here, you know.
Amen. And you know what? That's a smart move right there. Because I tell people all the time, you never want to rush into nothing. You never want to rush into nothing. You want to make sure that this is, it's meant for you to do this. You know, some things that we think is not meant for us to do. Sometimes we want to rush into it, but guess what? Our time is not God's time. God has his own time.
Amen.
So if we try to rush into it, it may not be. You know, I'm going to make a prime example. A prime example that I can make is that when a person be saying, I be hearing people say this, I've been trying to hear God's voice, but I haven't had a chance to hear God's voice yet. Well, here's the deal. You haven't heard God's voice yet. So you know why you haven't heard God's voice? Because you haven't really took out that time to hear God's voice. You never took out time, because you're too busy hearing this, and you're not set still. You know, sometimes we gotta sit still to be able to get to the next level. We gotta sit still, and lots of times if we don't sit still, we can't expect for us to hear God's voice if we don't sit still. See, sometimes we gotta sit still, And I think that's what happened with a lot of people when they try to rush into it. You can't rush into God's work.
Mm-hmm.
You have to let God be God. It ain't about you. It's about Him. Who's gonna get the glory? He's gonna get the glory. Not us. We're not gonna get the glory. He wants to get the glory. Let Him get the glory. And all He's gonna get the glory is through what? Your testimony. Your testimony.
Yes.
He's getting the glory out of this. Don't think He ain't get, sister, don't think He ain't
yes.
getting the glory out of it. What you
he
think?
Is. I know He is.
He's the one.
I know He is.
Yeah.
Because souls are getting saved and it's drawing people closer and closer to Him. It's not just a testimony. You know, I thank God for waking me up. You know, and closing me in my right mind. You know, for guiding me down the road. But it's raw, and my testimony is raw and uncut. See, a lot of
That's what we need, though. That we need that uncut. We need that raw. We need it. We need that realness. And sometimes that's what it takes. We gotta have that realness, because if we start saying all this and that, and people are gonna be looking, okay, did it really happen? But if you keeping it 100, see, sometimes we have to keep it 100, and you keep it just like it is. And when you do that, it's somebody that's actually going through what you went through, going through it now, and they need to hear that. They need to hear that it's hope. They need to hear that that they can the same way you came through it. If she can do it, I can do it. I can.
Yes.
I'm ready to give my life. You know what I want you to do right now? I just feel in my spirit. I want you to just pray right now. It may be somebody. They may not even be listening to this live broadcast. They may be listening to the podcast. But I want you to just. I feel in my heart to pray. Will you pray for those who are going through trials and tribulation right now?
Yes, I will. Father God, we come before You in the mighty name of Jesus. You said two or three gathered
Lord.
In my name. Though I am
yes,
in the
Lord.
Midst, oh God. Father God, we know that
yes,
You
Lord.
Are omnipresent. You are everywhere. God, You
Glory
said in Your
God.
Word, my sheep shall hear my voice and a stranger shall not
yes,
follow,
Lord.
Oh God. God, we pray and we ask, Lord, that You touch each and every person that's
yes, Lord.
Listening in right now and those who are not able to listen in, God. Lord, we ask that You break every chain of Satan that want to hinder Your people from moving forward in the name
yes,
of
Lord.
Jesus. God, You said in Your word, many are called but few are chosen. The last shall be first
yes.
and the first shall be last, oh God. God, we ask, Lord, that You snatch the ones who've been pushed to the back and pull them to the front so that You
yes,
can
Lord.
Get the glory out of it, God. Lord, You did it for me. You can do it for someone else,
yes,
oh God.
Yes.
Break the generational curse
yes.
off of Your people on today, God. Lord, we ask, Lord, that that Your
yes,
kingdom
Lord.
Will fall
Lord.
Down on household, that You will pay bills off, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, we know
yes.
that You can open up blinded eyes, God. You can mend broken hearts, oh God. Lord, take away that suicide attempt out, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, take away that depression spirit, that oppression spirit, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask that You lift every heavy burden, oh God, in the name of
yes,
Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
I hear God saying right now that He hears that woman when she cries at night. He said He honor your tears in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, in the name
wow.
of Jesus. Lord, we Lord. Ask that You break that. Lord, that You just break our favorite chain, that
Lord.
Domestic violence, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, have Your way in the name of Jesus. We ask that You break the spirit of low self-esteem off of that man, off of that woman. Break that spirit, that womanizer spirit. Oh God, have
yes,
Your
Lord.
Mighty way. Break that using spirit, oh God. Have Your way, oh God, in the name of Jesus, like only You know how, God. Bring unity in the family, oh God, in the name
yes,
of
Lord.
Jesus. And Lord, break that drug spirit off of that person, oh God.
Yes, Lord.
I hear You, God. I hear You, God. Stretch out in each and every drug house on tonight, oh God. Come up against that spirit of crack,
yes,
cocaine,
heroin,
cocaine, oh God.
Yes,
in the
Lord.
Name of Jesus, that Kush, that corn, that Reggie, that alcohol spirit, that cigarette addiction, oh God. Break it right now, that wine addiction, oh God. That looking for love in all the wrong places, oh God. In
yes,
the name
Lord.
Of Jesus, strip right now, oh God. Break that adulterous spirit. Come up against that lesbian lesbian, their homosexuality spirit,
yes,
oh God.
Glory, God,
so that your people can come back and tell the testimony that you have for
them, oh God.
In the
name of Jesus.
Touch that daughter who's listening to everybody speak against her mom
and
her dad, oh God.
Yes.
You said in your word, honor thy mother and thy father, and thy days on
earth
shall be longer. So, God, we just ask that you do it right now, oh God. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God,
yes,
I just
Lord.
Thank you. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we call on your peace, God, the peace of God which passes all understanding. Stretch out in the nursing homes on tonight, oh, God. Heal, Lord. Heal that. Oh, my God, in the name of Jesus, heal the brokenness in the nursing home. Come up against Alzheimer's, dementia, God, in the name of Jesus. The gout, in the name of Jesus. Cancer, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare that every strong man, every stronghold that is unlike you, God, it's got to go. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Yes, thank you, sister. Oh, man, that was a beautiful prayer right there. I also want you to, you know, right now we, you know, Texas just went, and Texas and Louisiana just went through this hurricane. And I want you to continue to pray for our community of Texas, because we really need it. And the fact that so many people in the community are giving, I'm in the process of leaving. This coming up Sunday, we're going to Beaumont, Texas. We're going to be out there volunteering with the church and just having a good time. But it's not only about having a good time, but it's really more about helping the community, really helping the community.
Yes.
And, you know, that's what we're going to be doing this coming up Sunday. We'll be doing a live Facebook broadcast this coming up Sunday as well. So I just wanted to kind of bring it up. Again, thank you, sister, so much for taking out your busy schedule talking to us.
Yes, amen. Thank you, for allowing me to be your guest.
Well, you, I don't know what you're talking about. You're going to be coming on. I want you to make this your home. This is going to be your new home. Anytime you want to come on this show, just call in. I know your number now. Just call into the show.
Yes, okay. Will do.
All right. Y'all hear the first right there. We want to thank her for coming on the program. Just really preaching to us and, you know, giving us the wisdom and what God did for her. And like she was saying, if God can do it for her, he can do it for you. No matter if you're a man or a woman, whoever you are, he can do it the same for you.
Amen.
We're going to go to Jeanette. She has a new song out called God Will. I love this song. Y'all check it out. We'll be right back. All right, I believe y'all heard it first right here. Your number one gospel music station. We're going to go live to the phone line 434. You are live on the radio. Who is this?
Alan Jackson, the home of Sun DNC. How you doing today, Donnie B?
I am blessed. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing great. Happy as hell.
All right. That's what I'm talking about, man. What's going on with you on this beautiful Monday night, Labor Day night?
I'm just chilling tonight. I mean, this weekend is just sad. I just helped out Team Red, White, and Blue to get a truck to go to Houston.
All right, man. That's right, man. But we definitely appreciate you for calling in. Do you got any shout-outs real quick?
Shout-out to you. Shout-out to my mom, my dad. Shout-out to the Homie Sons, DC, every artist on the label. Shout-out to my new artist today. Shout-out to the CEO, the Homie Sons, Denise Street. Shout-out to Texas, praying for Texas, Houston, Texas. Shout-out to Virginia. Shout-out to every artist that's doing their thing. Gospel, regular hip-hop, no matter what you're doing something, grinding hard for your money. Keep doing what you're doing.
All right, man. Thank you for calling in to the show, man. And keep tuning in. We on till 9 o'clock.
All right.
All right. That's our boy Alan Jackson doing it real big. We got more music coming up right now. Talk with Jesus by Keisha Ellen.
Told him all about my problems. I need the Lord every minute. I need the Lord every hour.
Oh.
Had a little talk with Jesus. Told him all about my problems. I need the Lord every minute. I need the Lord every hour.
Every hour.
Oh.
Salvation is free, and you told us to believe you. Victory is ours, and the devil is beneath you. Die for all people, no matter how we treated you. All we gotta do is pray, but we need to reach you. And the heart is deceitful, do what you need to. You know it's better than we do, you seem grieved you. Obedience is the only way to please you. I lean on him, I put my elbows and knees on him. I don't sleep on him, God told me to keep going. And I'm safe in his arms, no sleeves on him. If I'm in a dead situation, he'll breathe on it. He gave me just enough, like a full stomach. After getting rid of the baggage, the whole luggage. He deserves all the glory, not most of it. If we leaning on him, something else, then he won't trust it. Many blessings, I can't even count them up. Nobody can ever do the things that you ever done. Praises to the King, God's only begotten Son. When you're going through, what you gonna do? Put your faith in God, you will never lose. When we got the proof, we don't have a clue. There's a message for me and you, we got to move. Move out of God's way, and get somewhere and pray. And give it to the Father, he'll make our path plain. So believe in what you see, believe in what he say. Can't even concentrate, feel like you about to break. May not come when you want him, but God is never late. When it happens, you will know it, nothing will be the same. If Jesus made it all happen, we maintain it with practice. My path in the casket, he made me clean, no napkin.
Upper room. You promised to provide, oh Lord. We wait on you. So we worship. So we pray. So we worship your holy name. So we worship. Your holy name. Come on, let's worship. Come on, let's worship. Come on, let's worship His holy name. Come on, let's worship. Come on, let's worship. Come on, let's worship His holy name. For you promised to provide, oh Lord, we wait on you.
Now I know God's been good to some of you. Some of
for you promised to provide. You promised to provide, oh Lord. We wait on you. So we worship. So we pray. So we worship your holy name. So we worship. So we pray. So we worship your holy name. Come on, let's worship. Come on, let's worship. Come on, let's worship his holy name. Come on, let's worship. Come on, let's worship. Come on, let's worship his holy name. What I need. Holiness is what we stand for, yes. Holiness is what we need. Come on, let's worship. Come on, let's worship. Come on, let's worship. King of Kings. For you promised to provide. For you promised to provide. Oh Lord, we wait on you.
What I'm talking about. Wow. I'm going to go back to Sylvia and Sylvia Robinson, a.k.a. Sylvia Allen, live with us on this beautiful Monday night. What do you think about the music so far?
I love the music. I was just listening to it and just thanking God and praising him.
Yes.
Because that music is truly anointed.
Yes, it is. Yes, sir. We got to... We working on some more new music. We working on some praise and worship music as well. So we want to have a different type of format. We're going to be doing this every single night, Susan. I'm excited. Every night. We normally supposed to start at 7. We started late tonight at 7:30. But tomorrow we'll definitely be back on regular schedule. We'll be on from 7 to 9, Monday through Friday. So we want, just what we do, Sylvia, we want people, when they get off of work daily, we want them to be able to relax and tune into the hottest program. Because they've been working all day. They tired. And they want to be able to listen to relaxed gospel music. What do you think about that?
Amen. Amen. I really have enjoyed it.
Yes, we want them to be able to do that. And there's so much going on. So how was your day today, Sylvia? Tell us how was your day today?
Pastor Sylvia.
I'm so sorry. Pastor Sylvia. Youth ministry.
Yes. Actually, you know, God has blessed me in the youth. He's blessed me in the adults. So you know what? Any way God want to use me, I'll be satisfied.
Amen.
I really will. But I also, my day was great, and I was really set aside a lot of my time to make sure that I did not miss your radio broadcast, because
oh,
I definitely love to hear the evangelist talk
yes.
about her new book, her book that's not
yes.
a new book. And it was amazing. But the only thing I did not get was she did tell me, but I didn't get a chance to write it down about Amazon and where we could get her.
Hopefully, what I'm going to do, I'm going to get that information. I'm going to put it on Facebook, and I'm going to send that information to you.
Okay.
I'll do that.
It was amazing.
Yeah. Well, tomorrow night, sister, we got another awesome show. We got Pastor Cooper. Michael Cooper will be live with us tomorrow night. He's in Beaumont, Texas. He was in the hurricane as well. And he's also running for Lieutenant Governor of Texas. So he's going to be with us tomorrow night. We're going to talk about his ministry. We're going to talk about health care. Whatever you want to talk to him about, this is going to be an opportunity. How many people you know will get a chance to talk to somebody that's running for governor of Texas? This is huge.
Not very many.
That's right. And he's a minister. And not only is he a minister, but he will be, if he runs, he will be the first African American to run for the biggest, largest position in the state of Texas, governor of Texas.
Hey, man, that is awesome.
And we need, and I'm not being funny, sister, we need a man of God to run this state. We really do.
Yeah.
We really do.
That's tomorrow night,
Sylvia. I want you to call in and talk to him and get to know him so you can, when you have your events, you can invite him to come to Fort Worth. His family lives in Fort Worth, even though he lives in Beaumont.
Will you all be meeting him on Sunday?
Huh?
Will you all be meeting him on Sunday when you come to Beaumont?
I will get a chance to meet him in person. I'm excited.
Wow. So how far is Beaumont? My son said it's about 3 hours from Katy.
He's right. Your son is right. But my thing is, sister, you have a lot of events in the community, and you will be able to invite him to come out and speak to the community.
Wow.
That's the beautiful thing.
Well, I'm totally listening because I just, I just can't thank you enough for just trusting God to open up those doors of communication.
Yes.
Because, like I said, some people will never, ever, ever know what's going on if we didn't have social media.
Yeah. Ooh, yes. That is so true, sister. And not only that, this Sunday, we will be broadcasting live because they are going to be taking a lot of water and food to Beaumont, Texas, to the people. Miss Hamilton, I want to thank Miss Hamilton, because Miss Hamilton is the one that's pulling this big event out of going to Beaumont. So I'm excited about it because it's a great opportunity to not only to help, but we want people to know what they're actually doing with them donations. We'll be out there broadcasting live and covering it for the newspaper. So everything's going to be taking place this Sunday. So when you get out of church,
Say that again. Now she's on Facebook. She's taking up donations too.
Yes, and we need right now the biggest thing that Ms. Hamilton and they are in desperate need of. We need more coloring. We need coloring books for the kids, so the kids don't have to have a lot on their mind. You know, if they can color, that gets the stone off their mind. So we're asking everyone to please donate. If you can find it in your heart to donate coloring books, to donate anything kid friendly, we need it.
Well, I just want to give a praise report in case.
Yes, I love praise reports.
Pastor West and his beautiful wife, they had that donation, and you were talking about coloring books. They had cases and cases and cases. I looked at that I took pictures, which I will be sending you pictures, and they had cases of coloring books and crayons.
And you know what we're going to do? You know what we're going to do, sister? We have a website here on Blog Talk. We're going to put some of those pictures and post some of those pictures up on the website so people can see it.
Yes, I just thank God. I had never, if they were just bringing them, and that was their first day. And one of the young ladies was telling me that they're going to do it up until September the 13th. But I believe my son is in the next room. But if I'm not mistaken, I know they have well over 10,000 members.
Ooh, wow.
Because he has three different church buildings and three different locations. But I was just grateful just to be able to see what God was doing through everything.
Yes.
Coming together, neighbors helping neighbors, families helping families. It wasn't all about the first responder. God was
that's
the first
right.
responder.
That's and right.
I
that's right.
I know that this is the move of God.
He is working. And you know, like I was telling.
Katie, if you all get an opportunity to play, say a shout out to me, or maybe I can, my son, I don't know how it could be, but just know that I'm real close to you. But y'all be ready to come this way on Sunday.
Yes, I'm excited about it. We're going to be out there all day volunteering. I'm going to be taking pictures, I'll be updating my Facebook page daily, giving people an update on what's going on. What you think about that?
What is the location where you're going to be?
Say that again.
Where are you going to be at?
That I don't know yet. We just got the information today. I'll find out the middle part of this week. What we're gonna be at? I got a thing on Facebook now. We're asking people for coloring books. So anybody out there that's tuning in to us, if you feel in your heart to give us some coloring books, it'll be a big help. We want to make sure that these families are very pleased and very happy. What you think?
I think that is awesome. Because you know what, my favorite thing for 2017 is. Teamwork is what makes the dream work.
Ooh, yes.
So you know
I like that already.
Teamwork is what makes the dream work. So it's all a team effort. We're all coming together, and we just appreciate everything and everybody that's being
I seen it today, too. I wanted to let you know that I did see it where the Fort Worth Police Department was... Houston.
I seen the car pass by me, and I felt feeling to be
Fort Worth is on. Fort Worth is working this Hurricane Harvey. We're going to get ready to go. We have 1 minute left before we begin to go off the air. We want to thank everybody for tuning in to us. Remember, Only thing you do, we always got to remember one thing. Without God, we are nothing. Am I right, sister?
That's right. And all you do for Christ will last.
I'm just going to say, only what you do for Christ will last. Amen. That's going to be my slogan. Sister, you know what? That may start being my slogan. What you think?
You know what? Amen.
Wow. Only what you do, and that's the real talk, only what you do for Christ will last. Remember, if it is to be, it's up to you to make a difference. We're going to go off with this one more song, and this is it for tonight.
Hosanna, Hosanna.